Good evening and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. Our top focus tonight, activists are up in arms after essentials for people with disabilities, essentials like hearing aids, braille books and wheelchairs are going to be taxed between 5% and 18% under the new GST regime. Why tax disability, they say, when this government talks so much about inclusion? Now, Rahul Gandhi has added his voice to those protests, tweeting that his Congress party is demanding a full rollback of what amounts to a disability tax that will put millions of differently abled Indians through further hardship. An online petition to Finance Minister Arun Jaitley against this disability tax has already also got several thousand signatures.
Braille paper, typewriters, crutches, wheelchair, basic necessities for the differently abled are set to become more expensive. With a tax of 5% now being levied on these equipment, many are worried. 46-year-old Gulab Kumbhar, a visually impaired small-time businessman, is one among them. With a monthly earning of around 4,000 rupees, even his 200 rupees worth folding stick is now burning a hole in his pocket.
Handicap mein jyada unemployment problem jyada hai.
Schools for the visually impaired too have slammed the government's decision. With most purchases made through donations, expensive books and equipment could now face the danger of being taken off the curriculum.
Now, our papers, our braille machines, our binding charges, all these charges will go up. And therefore, our books are also very large. They are also very costly.
Before the implementation of GST, these crutches cost about 1,300 rupees. And this walker cost about 800 rupees. But now with an additional 5% GST that has been added to these products, this cost will have to be borne by the consumer in the end.
यहाँ जो भी आते हैं poor patient रहते हैं, Tata है, बहुत दूर-दूर से लोग आते हैं, poor patient रहते हैं. यहाँ पे अफोर्डिंग पेशेंट नहीं आते, ये सराउंडिंग में मैक्सिमम है ना पुअर पेशेंट ही आते हैं जिनको ज़रूरत रहती है और फाइनेंशियल कंडीशन इतनी अच्छी नहीं होती है, उनको जो भी कम से कम हो जाए वो उनको थोड़ा सा ठीक रहता है उनके लिए.
Firing a political salvo, Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi called the government's move insensitive and demanded a rollback. An online campaign making a similar demand has garnered over 3,000 signatures. Will the government reconsider? In Mumbai with camera person Rakesh Solanki, Ankita Sinha for NDTV.
Well, joining me on the program tonight is Nipun Malhotra, CEO of Nipman Foundation, a prominent disability rights activist. I'm also being joined by Satya Kumar Singh from the National Association for the Blind. Dr. Jagdish Shettigar, economics professor at BIMTech, also on the show with me tonight. But Nipun, let me begin with you. As a disability rights activist, you obviously feel very strongly about this. Now, to me, this seems like a tax on walking, a tax on seeing, because these implements are essentially what the differently abled use day in and day out for their very basic functions.
Absolutely. I'm quite disappointed and shocked by what this government has decided to do by taxing disability aids. I mean, I am useless without my wheelchair. I can't travel anywhere without my wheelchair. Just like that, a blind person cannot read anything without braille technology, or a person with a hearing impairment cannot... a blind person cannot see anything, and the person with a hearing impairment cannot hear anything. So I do think it is pretty disappointing. The census says that 2.21% of India's population is disabled. Most estimates say that 7 to 8% of India's population is disabled. So the government says that we want to make India a developed country. Are they thinking that by ignoring 8% of India's population, India can become a developed country? And the only reason how this population can contribute to the economy is by removing barriers. And one of the biggest barriers is access to instruments. And most people anyway cannot afford these instruments, so why make them more expensive?
That's an important point you raise, and I'm going to take that across to Satya Kumar Singh of the National Association for the Blind. Satya Kumar Singh, Braille books are already more expensive than print versions of the same book. Now the government is talking about taxing Braille paper, Braille typewriters. This is going to push up costs even more. For your association, what is this going to mean? You get donations and then buy equipment for your students.
Namaskar, madam. Main पहले भी हमने जब से जीएसटी आने की बात शुरू हुई, अभी मनोचा जी बोल रहे थे शायद आई थिंक सो, और जो उन्होंने बात कही है, हमने शुरू से करस्पॉन्डेंस शुरू की प्राइम मिनिस्टर से, बात शुरू की कि ये जो जीएसटी लगने जा रहा है ब्रेल पेपर्स पे, ब्रेल राइटर पे, ब्रेल इक्विपमेंट पे, जो बच्चे हमारे ब्लाइंड साथी ने विजुअली चैलेंज पढ़ते हैं, वो बहुत ज़्यादा होगा और बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ऑलरेडी पहले से भी महंगा पड़ रहा था, और मुझे पता नहीं, समझ में नहीं आ रहा है कि दिव्यांग जन का नाम दिव्यांग देकर, विकलांगों का नाम माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दिव्यांग कहकर और उन पर इतने बड़े भार बढ़ाने शुरू किए, जबकि 1914-15-16 के बजट में माननीय वित्त मंत्री अरुण जेटली जी ने बाहर से मंगाने वाले ब्रेल पेपर भी पर भी ड्यूटी फ्री कर दी थी। उस समय उन्होंने कहा था कि ये नहीं मंगाया जाए, और अभी इस देश में जो दृष्टिबाधित लोग हैं और जो दिव्यांग जन हैं वो ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों से ज़्यादा जुड़े हैं, गरीबी से ज़्यादा जुड़े हैं, और जो सरकार और एनजीओ तमाम परियोजनाएं चला रही है ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों तक दृष्टिबाधितों को, विकलांग जन, दिव्यांग जनों को, उनको कॉलेज तक, स्कूल तक पहुंचाया जाए, और स्कूल में तमाम अध्यापक भी नियुक्त किए, फिर भी ये इस तरह का महंगा करना और इस तरह का बढ़ाना, वो एक आपत्तिजनक बात है। और इस देश के लिए, जब इस देश में अभी भी बहुत तमाम प्रतिकूल परिस्थितियां हैं आर्थिक दृष्टि से दिव्यांग जनों की, उसके बावजूद भी भारत सरकार इस तरह की लगा रही है, जो कि हम इसका विरोध करते हैं और तब तक विरोध करते रहेंगे जब तक हम कर सकेंगे।
Alright. Jagdish Shettigar, there are lots of points being made over here. One, of course, is the larger point about infrastructure. The differently abled in India pay as much tax as anybody else does, and yet, because of lack of infrastructure facilities, they probably do not have the same kind of access that others do to various facilities. Now we are seeing a situation where the things that are of utmost importance to them, literally limbs for them or tools with which to hear or see, those are now going to be taxed as well. I want to put across to you the fact that there have been 133 representations to the GST Council for revised tax levels. 66 items of these have in fact seen revisions in tax levels. These include things like cashew nuts, pickles, instant food mixes, even kajal and sindoor. Now, if the government can talk about zero tax rates on kajal, kumkum and sindoor, why are we seeing a tax on what is essentially an eye or a limb for the disabled?
Still, I am also not in a position to understand the logic behind imposing the tax on this, especially on the infrastructures or the tools used by the handicapped people. But the GST Council consists of representatives from all the states. Practically all the parties are represented in the GST Council. I am sure that GST Council, with all its wisdom, will reconsider, and these things will be put under the zero tax, because in the under all the essential items have been put under the category of the zero tax. I strongly feel that even the braille and other tools used by the handicapped people should be put under the zero tax category. So after all the governments and all the parties have been sympathetic to the cause of the handicapped people. So there is no reason to impose the tax on them.
There is no reason, but yet this tax does continue to exist. Now, Nipun Malhotra, we've seen a situation where these were being taxed at an even higher rate, and post the representation, some of it at least has decreased. But obviously, the demand over here is for a complete rollback, and now we're seeing this is getting political as well. The Congress Party saying this, in fact, shows the haste with which this rollout has happened and, in fact, the insensitivity of the government.
Yeah, in fact, the fact that these taxations have been revised is what makes it even more disappointing that they are not 0%. Most of these were in the category of 18% when the first list came out. A lot of people with disabilities wrote to the finance secretary and various other officials in the finance ministry. The Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment himself has also, in fact, written to the Finance Ministry. And it's obvious that the Finance Ministry considered these proposals, that they reduced these taxes from 18% to 5%. So that means disability aids were actually deliberated in the GST Council meetings. And if they were deliberated, I wonder why devices that have been on 0% since 2006, that is for more than a decade, have now have a tax of 5%. I mean, why burden people with disabilities on disability aids at all? The previous panel spoke about various policymakers being sympathetic towards the disabled.
Right.
I actually think we do not need sympathy, we need empathy. People need to understand that it's barriers that don't, like barriers in law, barriers in accessibility devices, barriers in terms of accessibility that do not allow us to function properly. We do not want any sympathy. We want an opportunity to properly get our devices, get accessible infrastructure and contribute to the economy. That's something the disability sector has been repeating time and again.
Jagdish Shettigar, this is an important point that's being made, that this is not about sympathy. We don't need the GST Council to be sympathetic, say, disability rights activists. It's a matter of empathy. It's also a matter that has obviously been considered by the GST Council already, because some of these were being taxed from, there was zero tax under VAT in the previous regime. Then they were placed on a list under the 18% GST rate, and it was only after representations that some of them, not all, including Braille writers and Braille paper, were reduced to the 5% tax slab. But things like mechanized and motorized wheelchairs continue to be taxed at the 18% rate. So obviously this is something that has been looked at by the GST Council, and at the end of the day it has still decided to go ahead and tax essentials for the disabled. What would explain something like that?
No, that is why I said that I have not been able to understand the logic behind this. I am sure that once the attention is drawn towards the Prime Minister will reconsider it, though it is the domain of the GST Council. So we cannot put blame on anybody like Finance Minister. Finance Minister is just a chairman of the GST Council. And all the decisions have been taken through the consensus, not even on the strength of the majority vote. So even the Congress party, instead of attacking, probably they should have asked their representatives, whether it's from Karnataka or the Punjab or other Himachal Pradesh, to raise this. How did they agree for this type of the decision? So practically all the parties, whether it's a left party or the JDU or the Congress, or apart from the BJP ruled state, they are all the party to that. So which I am not been able to understand how this political class to take such a decision. I'm sure that Prime Minister
So you're saying the Prime Minister might consider this favorably, but there are all parties on the GST, presence of all parties on the GST Council. Now, Satya Kumar Singh ji, please tell us, have you in fact made a representation to the Prime Minister already? How are you taking this up with the government? We know there is an online campaign that has got thousands of signatures already, but your battle clearly isn't over.
Our battle is continue, and when we have written a letter to the Prime Minister, at that time he responds to us. He copied to the GST and he copied to us also. हमको भी उन्होंने पत्र भेजा था, उसका उत्तर भी दिया था, और तब मुझे ये पूरी उम्मीद थी कि प्रधानमंत्री जी के इस पत्र के उत्तर के अनुपालन में शायद अब ये बात हमारी पूरी हो जाएगी और टैक्स जीरो हो जाएगा हमारे लिए, जीएसटी जीरो हो जाएगी, क्योंकि जब से देश आज़ाद हुआ है तब से लेकर अभी तक हमारे किसी भी उपकरण पर, ब्रेल के पढ़ने लिखने पर, कभी कोई टैक्स लगा ही नहीं, चाहे वो देश के अंदर का हो चाहे बाहर से आता हो। और अभी तो हम ये मानते हैं कि प्रधानमंत्री जी तक या तो बात पहुंची नहीं होगी, क्योंकि उनकी संवेदनशीलता रही तो जरूर है विकलांगों के प्रति, ये बात हो सकती कि वो दिव्यांग कहकर हमें क्या कहना चाहते हैं, उनकी भावना अच्छी हो सकती है, लेकिन वो भावना के अनुरूप वो कितना ऊपर तक कर पाएंगे ये देखने की बात है। लेकिन हम सभी संगठनों की और जितने लोग दिव्यांग जन के बारे में, जैसे अभी प्रोफेसर साहब ने कहा कि मनोचा जी ने, किसी ने कहा कि हमें सिंपैथी नहीं चाहिए, आज भी हम दया नहीं चाहते किसी की, बिल्कुल ठीक बात है, हमें विकास के लिए और समानता के अवसर के लिए मौका दिया जाना चाहिए। आप ब्रेल टाइप राइटर जो कि परकिंस का बनता है, जिसकी कीमत आज 36,000 रुपया है, 36,000, अगर उस पर आप 18% का जीएसटी लगाएंगे तो आप समझिए ये कीमत करीब करीब जाती है 45,000 के आसपास। तो ये प्रॉब्लम होगी और गरीबी से जुड़ा हुआ दिव्यांगजन के लिए ये समस्या होगी। अभी हम कोशिश कर रहे हैं पत्रों से, सिग्नेचर से, हम प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस भी हमारे बहुत से साथियों ने दिल्ली में किया और जरूरत पड़ेगी तो हम लोग प्रधानमंत्री से मिलने के लिए प्रेशर ग्रुप का भी प्रयास करेंगे, आंदोलन धरना भी करेंगे, क्योंकि जो कभी इतिहास में नहीं हुआ वो पहली बार कैसे होना चाहिए। ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी तो सब कुछ सुधार की बात करती है, प्रधानमंत्री जी सुधार की बात करते हैं, फिर वो ऐसा कैसे करने वाले हैं जो भी विकलांगों के लिए कभी नहीं हुआ, वो नए टैक्स लाएंगे हमारे ऊपर। ये तो किसी भी कीमत पे, इस पर हर कीमत पे लड़ाई करनी ही पड़ेगी हम लोगों को।
So Nipun Malhotra, would you agree that this battle is just beginning and the fact that some of it has been rolled back is just a little step on the way and this battle is far from over, particularly because there seems to be such a large connect between poverty and disability in this country. So the moment you tax things, essentials for disability, you just make that divide even wider.
Yes, I feel that it is a complete failure because there were states from various political parties that were represented in the GST Council. And it is disappointing that nobody really highlighted this issue till the disability sector highlighted it. I have myself written to the finance secretary earlier, as I mentioned, and 18% to 5% is just a small change. It's still a burden on people with disabilities. And I do hope that the finance ministry reverses this to 0% before we are forced to file a PIL on this issue.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, all three of you, for joining us on this discussion tonight. We hope your voices carry through to the government because this really seems heartless and insensitive and an utter injustice to 8% of India's population, as was pointed out on this program tonight.